Firstly, a huge congratulations to everyone, really, at the FA, as well as Paul Simpson and his staff. I've been in contact, really, with one or two of the players that are there and sent a couple of congratulations messages to the assistant manager, Aaron Danks, who I know very well, formerly of West Brom. And the games here have been either at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. So I have been getting up and they've been live on the Brazilian TV, which shows football from around the world. So I was thrilled, as everyone was at home. And that's not to forget that the very young under-18s team went and played the under-20s Toulon tournament and won that on Saturday also. So it was a particularly good weekend for youth development in England, for sure. It's nice for me because there was a number of players in the group that I'd known since probably 7, 8, 9 years of age. That was Ficaro Tomari from Chelsea, Jake Clark-Salter and Dominic Solanke. I'd coached them three for a number of years. I actually coached Ovie Ajari at Chelsea as a 7-year-old, and then obviously when he came to Liverpool. And I've been a coach of Shea Ojo for a number of years also. So that was lovely to see them fulfilling a dream playing for England in a final. And I think it can only be positive for everything that's happening. I'm not surprised because I've said for a long while now that we have a number of good young players. We just have a difficulty with opportunities.
That's the big question, isn't it? Because how do they go from winning a World Cup with England to being genuine Premier League players? You just have to look down the stats from the players and most of them are in single figures when it comes to Premier League appearances so far.
Yeah, I think also there was a number of players missing from the squad that could have played it with the under-21s or the senior team, people like Marcus Rashford. So we have more talent. I think there's a couple of big things. You know, I read in the media recently that Sunderland were relegated from the Premier League but had received more money than the winners of the Bundesliga, Ligue 1 in France and various other leagues. So it shows you how powerful the Premier League is and how much of a business the Premier League is. And that doesn't really help in terms of youth development. What it has helped is it helped us provide the players with fantastic facilities and resources in terms of staff and support. But now we're still lacking this plan for the ages of 18 to 23 and to get the players through. I think that a big thing for me is that the media could help by making sure that people don't forget about this win, because although this win is fantastic and history tells you the other nations that have won it have gone on to give their children opportunities to play and develop. I think one thing is that we won this at the start of June and the Premier League doesn't start till August. So it's important, I think, that the media continue to follow the pathway of these players and probably speak out a little bit when the players are not given opportunities for maybe one or two foreign players that are not at the highest level.
Michael, you, as we said at the start, have been in charge of an under-23s team in the Premier League. Why do you think Premier League managers are reluctant to perhaps give those players the start that sometimes that they're yearning for?
Well, I think there's pressure above, of course, from owners and directors and sponsors to maybe play some bigger names for marketing reasons and for results, financial reasons. So I think that's a big part to play. If we look at the Bundesliga, where most owners are German and coaches are German, they tend to give opportunities to their own. So I think there's a bit of we lack a little bit of integrity in that area. Having said that, when I was with Liverpool, both Brendan Rodgers and Jurgen Klopp gave many opportunities to young players. I was lucky in my last 2.5 years to see 18 players make a debut. Now, once a player makes a debut, at the moment, none of them players have been able to stay in for a consistent basis. And I think in England, we really do suffer without having a really competitive league in the step below. You know, lots of players are coming from an under-23 league where the average age of the team is probably 19 or 20 and jump into playing the best league in the world, the Premier League. And I think that managers are finding it difficult to trust the players before maybe they go on loan and have another experience. And I think that's the case. I think when I looked across that England team, you know, we moan a lot that the senior team are tired going into tournaments, but we certainly couldn't say that about our young players. And I also think that our young players are fighting to show everyone they're good enough. So they went to this tournament with a real high motivation. and hopefully it's almost like hitting a jackpot of winning a tournament, that the managers will become more aware of these boys and give them an opportunity, because they are assets to their club.
Well, I suppose that the test will be the test of time, really, whether these players can actually go on and achieve something at senior level. Just before we go, Michael, we're a little bit pushed for time. I just wondered if I could ask about Dominic Solanke. Of course, he's coming to Anfield for next season. You've worked with him. What can Liverpool fans expect from Dominic Solanke?
Oh, he's very, very fast, technically very good player. He's not just a number nine. He can play on both wings or as a number 10 behind a striker. He's as an under 16, as a schoolboy, he scored over 40 goals in the under 18s league. Then as an under 17, he scored over 40 in the under 23s league. And then when as a 17-year-old played in the top league in Holland and did well also. It's a player that most coaches are aware of around Europe. He's a very, very good player. Unfortunately, he had a very, very slow season due to not playing much at Chelsea due to the contract situation that I wasn't aware of. But now I look at how well he's done and improved in each game in the Under-20s World Cup. To win the player of the tournament is a huge accolade. And for the small amount that I think Liverpool will have to pay, I think it's a no-brainer and a player that the fans can be very excited about. Albeit, let's be patient. I think there's certainly a case that Jurgen Klopp knows how to develop young players. And I think the biggest endorsement that Dominic has in this moment is that Jurgen Klopp would like him at Liverpool. I think that's huge.